Quebec, abaf. So you told your friends you want to record?
Yeah, I told my friends, Guti, guys, let's, because people in the industry, they want to open industry. So they said, let's create a new industry, a new industry. So that's okay. We're going to leave Josie and go to Cape Town and shoot a movie, go to Durban and shoot a movie, go to Richards Bay and shoot a movie. And then they thought I'm crazy.
Yeah.
And then nothing easy. Learn us to make it practical and learn. You took my camera, say, cut a home. We block a street, so shoot a movie, plan. And then from there, we went to Cape Town. See, basically, strands in us. In the strands in us. Kind of is about basically.
Okay.
So shoot a movie. And then we went to Devon. Do the same thing.
These are different movies or one movie?
Different movies.
Okay.
Like, I need to, my job is, I'm a book publisher.
Mm.
So out of the guys that I've been publishing, then I'm adapting those books into feature films.
Okay.
So that's the niche that I want to take.
Okay.
As a filmmaker, I don't want to do any movie. I just want to adapt a book because I want to give the opportunity to Black writers, because English writers, they go to my bookstores.
Of course.
Yeah, well. So, and then if it's in a comic bookstores, I'm going to be found TV.
Okay.
So that's what we've been doing. And then, since going to the logos, our shoot, allow my movies, our editor. Then from there now to open industry, because we can't even go to Mzansi Magic and all, because our food was far ever. But let's do our festival.
Okay.
So we did the first festival in Mkanyago, where we've Nakona being crazy, Sikalem Tuba, training youth. Unemployed youth, about film and television, and to the body as Mozambique. Then in October, we did the first film festival. Manjo, we're busy with Soweto. Next week, we see the Zimlazi. Then May 16, we see Ekaya, Emachu.
Sure. Ekaya, Ubi?
In Newcastle.
Uba and Manjo, Pume Newcastle.
Both of us.
Hi, Baba. We tell you no pume mtuwa, Baba.
Nkulele mtuwa, but in sadele Newcastle.
Tell me, nang pume Newcastle, I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to pume
I can't.
So, say, Vala, ngoba manje, charity begins at home.
Sure.
So, say, Vala, lente Newcastle. And then next year, bese say, Kala, we're going to Africa now.
No, we need to work with it.
Yeah.
I've got 13 books. Three of them are fiction. And I think they can be adapted. And one of my ideas is I don't think we collaborate enough on fictional stories. People collaborate on a textbook, but we don't collaborate on fiction. I've got a basic idea, just like script writing for our shows. Here's the basic idea. We want to tell the story of Unandi, Umamaga Shaga, but in a unique way. So, see, I figure about 10, and we fuck shit up. And then from there, we start creating. Even if it's pilots, we get artists to come and draw pictures and paint. We get musicians to come and what. And we just experiment, because I think this is how anime and these things started.
Yeah.
And then you build from there. If we have comics, sure. Later on, about any new and budgets can then make the big screen movies and whatever.
Sure.
I know Museum Africa, sure.
What we're doing is we're training. We're shooting short film today.
Yeah.
How crazy. We have guys from Hollywood, American and one from South Korea. So they are here to help us.
Yes.
So, and this thing is, it's going crazy because now there's something that's called African Heroes Award and you should get one.
Yeah.
Nah, it's too early. I'm still a useless nobody.
No.
It's not for you to decide.
You see what you've done. But it's like, vele, umuntu akazibone.
Yeah.
Sure.
I respect you. Like, you the guys in a sense, which is born. Like, before, basically, it's your time. But you've done amazing. We need to celebrate you from now.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the collaborations more than anything.
On that madness, I was shocked when the guy from Hollywood, you see yourself in that guy from Hollywood.
Yes.
Yes. This is me.
This is me.
You know, this is me.
Sure.
You know, in other words, I'm not crazy.
Yes.
You know,
that's pretty dope. Ikama malpele lesi.
Seba Ndlozi.
Ndlozi. From Mtubatuba na Newcastle.
Ekhaya kuse Newcastle ngikhulele Mtubatuba la ngifunde khona from grade 1 to grade 2.
Kuphe Newcastle?
Osizweni.
Jeez, it smells.
Yeah, it smells.
No, itime aliphuma emadadeni 4.
Yeah.
Isekhona indle 4.
Okay.
Itime alishone 2020.
Okay.
And then Tina's khulele Drobin. Yo lead belu uthisha e 4 ehlala nathi. Sakulele Apple Park, and then Saye Central.
Okay.
We've still got a house there as well.
Okay.
Who pick up it?
I mean, Eplabosh.
Eplabosh.
Eplabosh, and Kuzalele Corner, Kulele Corner, and the Molly Lela Eplabosh.
Sure.
I was a program director for Soul Training, then Ngayaka, Naifula.
Brilliant.
I'm a motivational speaker and a public community developer.
Sure.
You know.
Ikama Wulpelele.
Mlungisi Mthethwa.
Mlungisi Mthethwa, Onyambos.
Yeah. Then I'm not.
There was a huge kingdom before Shara.
Exactly.
That's another story that hasn't been told.
Oh,
Mthethwa, oh, Nxumalo.
There's a brother of mine working close to her with Mrs. Zulu.
Sure.
He supported him up to this far.
Yeah.
Up to date. Now, also, as I'm doing motivation there, all the schools that they need block all the around the district.
Yeah.
They're in my hand. Because I'm developing them as well.
In a band. I say well, I've got cool for it.
I've got a program called Sebanisha.
Sebanisha.
That program that also needs you as well guys from the side.
Sure.
Seven, I think I need to launch it here.
Sure.
In the studio.
I hear you.
Next year. Because it's been running I think now since 2009.
Yeah.
You know, I've launched it 2010 in Soweto.
Mm.
Now next year I'm also because now it goes like seasonal. You know, it's 10 years.
Mm.
10. Now we've got another theme now, it says drugs and sex, guilt, respect, change behavior, paralyze the future.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to.
Sebanisha is a sex.
It's abstinence. It's
okay. Abstinence I like program, it.
You know?
Okay, I don't like it actually, but I like it.
Yeah.
But it's important.
The first 10 years we're focusing to kids.
Yeah.
Now this one is focused on adults and professionals and all the top people because drugs and sex kill respect.
I hear you.
Change behavior.
We've commercialized sex in a way that it was never meant to be. And Islimaz, Sonke, I'm including myself.
Exactly.
If you look at pornography, if you look at how we've turned sex into a hobby,
yes.
We're not using it for the purpose it was meant for.
Siaporega,
dance.
Exactly.
It's a mess.
We have, especially our young people who are active in that way to develop the community of the country.
Yeah.
To say, sex as much as is as a leisure or. But also, when you make children, remember, people who are billionaires, they don't have more than 2 kids.
True.
Because they are making money, not kids.
Mm.
You know, now all those things, but we package, even talk shows about it, programs, you know, that can last a year or so, even training.
Mm.
You know, I used to say, 2010 when you launched it, they said, there's no rehab for sex. There's no.
That is true.
Only you can go for.
For drugs, maybe you know, alcohol, but not sex.
You know, that's why you also need also the spiritual part of it and also to sort it out. Because traditionally, even when women, they were grow up, there was something that was done to them so that they will not be actively involved. But there are not all those things now. No, but that is why sex is too much.
Yeah, well,
all those things will rip it out.
I saw a clip yesterday of Trevor Noah saying something so interesting between the scenes. Uti, I'm a daughter, I'm scared to discuss intimacy.
Exactly.
And men only understand intimacy through sex. But the reality is sometimes I'm a daughter, I just want to be held.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to talk. And Uti, having listened to certain sex workers, but I should call them a daughter that hire my prostitute just to talk to them.
Exactly.
Just to hold them.
Exactly.
Not even to have sex because by a craver that thing and we're scared to speak about it. So there's a lot of psychological work that needs to be done just around sex. Forget the act and Uti's samukba, my porn star. But just psychologically, when you ask umuntu, why are you having sex? Why did you have sex? What type of sex did you have? Did you really need sex? And. But anyways, that's a conversation for another day.
Yes, because on that note, on my audience, I've learned that they know that we are talking about sex.
Mm.
But once they are in that room, they're talking about other things.
100%.
You know, but knowing the themes about sex. But
sure.
Out of sex, there's other things.
I want your daughter, I must not call you my baby.
Yeah.
Just umthondo. It's one of the most sensitive topics for umchita. Every guy feels his dick is not long enough.
Yeah. Yes.
And why is that? It's because of porn.
Yeah.
And in porn, those guys, their dicks are not normal. If you look at the average dick size on Google, I think when erect, it's about 16, 17 centimeters, which is not too big.
Exactly. They have a problem.
Like, just that conversation on its own. Never mind erectile dysfunction. Just would be machita. And it's not something we should fear because it's your tool it was given to you, and the function of the tool is not to be huge.
Yeah.
It's to make sure that it can plant effectively.
Yeah.
You know, mama, no go to come again when you need to excrete. But anyways, no ngiyabonga nyambo
service.
I am Bansi Afetu. We're gonna exchange numbers,
yeah,
and then so cool mountain end the video.
Sure.
Thank you for visiting, Bafetu.
Thanks
much.